Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys.
I see that there are a few players now who are free agents in the world of NBA, and there's a rush, I suppose, to try and acquire some big names. Someone like LeBron James, though, mate, what's he pushing for? Another year where he's been?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see due to the way the salary caps works in the NBA. It's percentage of the highest salary is a percentage of what the total revenues are in the league, and these revenues are going up. They're skyrocketing right now in the NBA. NBA is making a real nice resurgence over the last few years. So LeBron James stands, if he just signs a one-year contract with Cleveland this year and another one-year contract next year, basically the clock gets to reset at whatever the current value is. And so by doing that, he can then kind of hold out to sign the long-term deal until the long-term deal is worth a boatload. And that's going to be in 2017, where potentially he could make a five-year contract worth $200 million. He'd be the first $40 million player in all of American sports.
Mm. Wow. Matthew Dellavedova, what's the latest with him? Has he got the upgrade?
Well, I think Matthew Dellavedova is going to. I don't exactly remember what his contract situation is. If he's a free agent currently, or if he's
He's off contract, Dick. Yeah, and his value went up during the NBA finals.
You would have thought.
Yeah, he's going to get a significant boost because Matthew Dellavedova was, if he wasn't a league minimum player, he was very close to a league minimum player going into this season, and he's going to be a player now that I would imagine gets somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 or $5 million a year. So he did himself very, very well over the last couple months of the season.
Yeah, and mate, I imagine baseball's the focus at the moment. We're waiting for the NFL and, of course, the NBA's finish.
It is. I think right now, if there's a dead time in American sports, we're just entering it right now, and we're going to come out of it in about a month when training camp opens. But certainly our eyes focuses on baseball. We've got the All-Star game coming up just a couple weeks away, and there's kind of I know how you guys like scandals. I don't know if you would determine this a scandal, because a scandal usually would indicate something illegal, and what's going on in Kansas City isn't necessarily illegal, but it's kind of getting away with taking advantage of the current system and voting for your favorite All-Star players. I don't know how it's done in the Aussie League or the NRL, but you used to go to the ballpark, you'd fill out an old school paper ballot, and submit your ballot, and whoever had the most votes would go to the All-Star game. Well, now in the age of technology, they have done away with what I thought was a nice little piece of Americana to go to a baseball game and take out your pencil and poke out the little holes in the ballot, and they don't do that anymore. You now go online, and you can have up to 30 email addresses for yourself. So if you're a fan of the Kansas City Royals, all their fans have decided, well, we're going to get 30 email addresses. We're going to vote for our players 30 times apiece. Yeah. Well, lo and behold, a few weeks ago when the first ballots came out, Kansas City held 8 of the 9 starting positions on the All-Star team, even though the players aren't that good.
Right.
So so it's been really, really unfortunate. They're taking advantage of the system. Since then, it looks like all the Royal fans have used up their 30 votes, and most of the rest of the country have realized, hey, we can't have this. So they're down to 5 starters right now. But the ironic part of it is that the All-Star game actually means something. As stupid as it sounds, the winner of the All-Star game, that league gets home field advantage in the World Series. And so it's not truly an exhibition game. Well, what Kansas City fans might do is they might cost themselves home field advantage in the World Series, because if they go back like they did last year, their team's going to lose in the All-Star game because they don't truly have All-Stars playing in it. So they're not going to get a home field advantage for the World Series.
Crazy.
Dick, that's it, mate. The news has beaten us. We thank you once again.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.